Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Two candidates for president are supposed to exchange good-natured barbs, and you know we get along very well. I didn't like Biden very much, and now I like him quite a bit, you know. And now I say that she's much worse than him. He was a much better candidate than her, actually. And when we hopefully win, dispose of her, I like her a lot, but right now I can't stand her. It's true. Can't stand her. I've never liked people that I was competing against.
I think that's an interesting just side comment, that I've never liked the people I'm competing against. I've never had that particular issue. I get along well with the people that I compete against. I don't know. It's just but you know that is Trump's MO, right? That anybody who is fighting him on anything, they are the evil, stupid, worst communist people ever in history. And then when they drop out of the race, best friend. No problem. Little Marco, no problem. You know, right? Right? Governor DeSantis, best friend now, right? That same kind of thing. He just, I don't know. It's an odd switch. He has it. I don't have it. Whatever.
The way the votes are starting to come in, you got to get out and vote. And Catholics, you got to vote for me. Just remember. You better remember I'm here. And she's not. I could have done that too.
Yeah, because she did not show up at this event. And instead sent in a pre-recorded video with Mary Catherine Gallagher. You know, Molly Shannon from SNL, that was not funny. Talk about that later.
You do something that's incredible, the Catholic Church, you're helping the poor, educating children, and supporting the vulnerable. But if you really wanted Vice President Harris to accept your invitation, I guess you should have told her the funds were going to bail out the looters and rioters in Minneapolis, and she would have been here, guaranteed she would have been here. Guaranteed.
Oh, sick burn.
She would have been okay. She would have been okay with that.
Oh, man. Yes. He did, 25 minutes. I have to go back and look. 20, 25 minutes, something like that. There was a lot of jokes. They weren't all good. Some of them weren't even jokes. Some of them were really just quite vicious. But the better jokes were really, really rough.
All polls are indicating I'm leading big with the Catholic vote, as I should be. But I don't think Kamala has given up yet. She hasn't. Instead of attending tonight, she's in Michigan receiving communion from Gretchen Whitmer.
Oh, wow.
That's not a pretty sight.
Do you know the story behind that joke? So Gretchen Whitmer did a video on maybe TikTok. It was some kind of a chips challenge, something or other. I don't know all the backdrop to why people were doing this, but this influencer was basically taking a Doritos chip from her the way you would take communion from somebody. You know, placing it in her mouth as she's kneeling in front of you very reverently. And Catholics were livid because this looked like the governor of Michigan making fun of Catholicism. So Kamala Harris, avoiding the Catholic event, the Alfred E. Smith dinner. I almost said the Alfred E. Newman dinner. Sorry. The Alfred Smith dinner. And then making the joke that she's probably out dispensing communion with Gretchen. Oh, man. That's woo.
Wow. Catholics, please don't be too insulted by Kamala's absence. If the Democrats... Thank you very much. I appreciate it. If Democrats really wanted to have someone not be with us this evening, they would have just sent Joe Biden.
Oh, man. And then, okay, so not all of the jokes for him worked, okay? Some of them did work. None of her jokes worked. The two that I think she made in the pre-recorded video, but...
We need new leadership in this country. Right now, we have someone in the White House who can barely talk, barely put together two coherent sentences, who seems to have mental faculties of a child, it said, is a person that has nothing going, no intelligence whatsoever, but enough about Kamala Harris. Let's get on to something.
See, it's just, first of all, it feels like he's leaning on to Biden too much. And then when he switches it, you're like, oh, yeah, well, all right. Which, by the way, if that were the worst thing that he said about her over the weekend, which it most definitely was not the worst thing that he said about her over the weekend. Comments about her not being there, which sometimes you can make a joke too many times. You know, you can refer to a thing too much, and it becomes unfunny just because it's over the top. Like, you know, Saturday Night Live, making fun of Bret Baier for interrupting Kamala Harris, which is fine the first couple of times, but, and well, that's how much you did interrupt her. Well, you didn't make fun of her for how much she didn't answer his questions. That's fair, right? They didn't do that part.
No Kamala's word, because she spends a lot of time complaining. I won't agree to another debate. But the truth is, I've debated twice this year, once against Joe Biden and once against David Muir of ABC. That was amazing, 11 times. None for the other side. Do you think that's fair news? I don't think so. That's fake news.
And I'm getting him what is probably my favorite line of the night from the Alfred Smith Dinner. It's perfectly on brand for Trump. But it's still a little bit surprising. I'll get to that in just a second. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about, but if you're traveling on 98 right around the Windhaven Beach area going eastbound, expect some major delays right there. We're talking 20, 30-minute delay in that area, so just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to the Alfred E. Smith Dinner and President Trump, who showed up, and Kamala Harris, who did not show up. And it was all the rich white people, all of the dignitaries on the dais, including, of course, Chuck Schumer, who President Trump said earlier on that he liked Chuck Schumer, he believed he was a good man, and he gave him his first check, which I thought was kind of interesting. Also, it's a reminder that they're both not young. Not even close to young.
Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
I don't know. Maybe I laugh heartily at that one. Every time I've heard it, I've laughed.
And I actually said, do you mind if I do that? He said, no, you got to do what you got to do. He's a pro.
Pre-cleared that joke.
No, he's a good man, actually. I hate to say it. Don't ever use it against me, please. I'll say this dinner was really setting me back when I say that. But I've known him a long time.
Yeah, saying nice things about Democrats or whatever.
There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all, because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. Every one of those people is voting for me.
All right. So, and you know, he had some mean ones. I mean, again, he did have some... They weren't necessarily funny, but definitely this is rough, okay? And again, you have to know a little bit of the backstory here, but...
A major issue in this race is child care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband, Doug, anywhere near the nannies. Just keep them away. Mm. That's a nasty one. That's nasty. I told these idiots that gave me this stuff, that's too tough.
Yeah, like, you know, I'm sure he didn't write most of these jokes, right? I mean, he may have had the idea for some of them, but he didn't write the jokes, and that's pretty normal for these situations. But yeah, Doug Emhoff has admitted that he had an affair, right, with on previous wife with. Anyway, so that's a. Is it funny? It's not really funny the way that it was presented. It's just mean, right? But then again, they laughed, ood and odd, whatever.
Campaigning can take a toll on a family and family life, although I hear that Kamala and her husband carve out some really beautiful alone time at the end of the day for an intimate dinner, just Doug, her, and the teleprompter that she uses quite well.
Oh, ouch. Have you seen any of the memes with teleprompters for her? Like, at Starbucks, I would like a grande latte. No foam on the teleprompter. No teleprompter at this event, by the way, except for Jim Gaffigan. It was weird. Gaffigan had a teleprompter because Trump even remarked on it. He's like, why does, you know, the former president doesn't get a teleprompter, but the comedian does? Like, you must be pretty important. But, you know, I guess that's a tradition there, that they're not allowed to use a teleprompter. I don't really understand exactly why that would be the case if they're going to use a written speech that they've clearly got in front of them or, you know, whatever. Anyway, so I told you I'd get to the best joke of the night. Actually, I had a couple that, you know, he told that were actually pretty good. And Jim Gaffigan did great. He was fair. He was mean to everybody the way the host of a roast is supposed to be. I have a theory about why Kamala wasn't there. I'll share that with you in just a second. But anyway, here's my personal favorite joke of the night for President Trump.
Tradition holds that I'm supposed to tell a few self-deprecating jokes this evening. So here it goes. Nope. I've got nothing. I've got nothing. There's nothing to say.
See, I bet the average anti-Trump person hears that and thinks, oh my God, he's so vain, he can't even make a joke at his own expense. Okay, yeah. Or best self-deprecating joke ever. Because the joke is, I'm so vain, I can't make a joke at my own expense. And I'm making the joke that I'm so vain that I can't make a joke at my own expense. Like, that's a really good joke, right?
I guess I just don't see the point of taking shots at myself when other people have been shooting at me for a hell of a long time and they shoot right.
There you go. 437-1620. So, a couple of thoughts. One thought is, I thought Trump was pretty funny. Sometimes not. But, I mean, Barack Obama was the best at this. Barack Obama was fantastic at doing these kind of things. He was almost like stand-up comedian quality. Almost. Not quite, you know, and I'm sure he didn't write his own material, but he delivers it well. Best of the recent presidents, okay? Trump is fine. He's good, you know. And sometimes he got just nasty, and sometimes he just got, you know, silly and, you know, off to her. Whatever. He's Trump, okay? He rambles. But if you had to vote for somebody just based on nothing other than do they have a good sense of humor, like if you weren't voting on policy, you weren't voting on character or morals or track record or age or elocution, eloquence, anything, you were just voting on sense of humor, you'd have to vote for Trump, right? Because he's the only one who does make jokes. And I would not have noticed this except that Kamala Harris didn't show up. And so I was thinking, why didn't she show up? Why didn't she show up when 22% of the country is Catholic? Why wouldn't she honor the event? Why wouldn't she participate? Why would she in absentia send in a pre-recorded video where she can't even do that on her own but has to get help from Molly Shannon? Why? I think she's not funny. She laughs, but she doesn't seem to be able to tell jokes. And that's weird. Weird for somebody that wants to be the president that can't tell a joke. I mean, not everybody's good at comedy. DeSantis is not good at jokes. You know, Rick Scott's not good at jokes. Doesn't mean they can't be good governors. Doesn't mean they can't be good in office. But it is weird. It is weird that she dodged the event. It didn't make sense to me until I came up with this theory that maybe she just doesn't have a sense of humor or doesn't have the ability to tell jokes. And they knew that as much as she'd get heat for not going, it'd be worse if she bombed. 623 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
With 0% financing on one of Volkswagen's most popular SUV crossovers, there's no better time to drive the VW Tiguan from Pete Bohr Imports. Get 0% APR for a full 60 months, plus an additional $500 of VW loyalty cash. and you'll be driving the 2024 Tiguan S for as low as $28,999. But if you'd rather forego the 0% APR, then take advantage of an additional discount for a low price of $27,499. And the 2025 Jetta S, Volkswagen's top-selling four-door sedan, is now available from a low $22,995. This month, the numbers are adding up to bigger savings from Pete Moore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Pete Moore Imports, 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to BCI. Sale price before tag, tax, title, and dealer fee. Royalty discount for qualified VW owners. See dealer for details. Offer expires October 31st, 2024.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
NAS Wedding Field is a major training facility for our United States military. It produces more than 1,200 pilots a year and is the home to the largest air wing in the U.S. Navy and produces 100% of all Navy, Marine Corps, and Coast Guard helicopter pilots. But NAS Wedding Field has a lot more to offer and makes a huge impact to our local community. Tune in today at 9 to hear what's happening at NAS Whiting Field on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
I'm Don Gates, and I stand with Governor DeSantis to stop illegal aliens from invading our state and draining our resources. I'll never allow illegals to get Florida driver's licenses. And I won't spend a penny of taxpayer money on illegals so long as there is one Florida veteran who needs our help or our care. Law enforcement is supporting me because I will give them the tools, the laws, and the backing to arrest illegals who commit crimes and get them out of our country. If Biden can't, or if Biden won't, then Florida must protect our borders and preserve the rule of law. And that's why I'm running for the Senate.
Don Gates, trusted conservative leadership, fighting for Northwest Florida. Paid by Don Gates, Republican for State Senate.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
How about it, you creeps, you lunatics, mental defectives?
Dude, come on. Love my girl. She looking good. Come on. One more.
5-1.
Good morning, 628 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Knox Pest Control, their family serving your family since 1929. For information on a free pest or termite quote, you can visit KnoxPest.com. Knox knocks them out. No accidents to report to you right now, but I'm seeing some major delays. If you're traveling 98 eastbound, I mean, it's backed up all the way to the Navarre Bridge going eastbound. So just that's a 25-30 minute delay going through that area. So just be aware of that. Other than that, traffic's good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks so much, John. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yeah, several people have been reported dead now after a helicopter crashed into a radio tower last night in Houston, Texas.
Let me just emphasize that the scene is secure. Multiple fatalities. Apparently there's a child. And it's a horrible thing to witness.
That is Houston Mayor John Whitmire. Firefighters responded to that about 8 o'clock last night. They say it was a private helicopter that had just taken off from Ellington Field shortly before the crash. I guess the only piece of good news out of this is there were no injuries on the ground.
Yeah, it's horrible. It sounds like the child is probably killed and the other people on board this, aircraft.
Saying there were no survivors on the helicopter.
You know, what we're trying to figure out, David, thanks so much for the update, is, you know, was the light, because every tower has to have lights on it, you know, those are required. Was the light working, not working? But also, it's weird, right, John? Because if it had just taken off, presumably the pilot knows the area.
Correct.
You just, you know where the towers are, and you just don't go anywhere near them.
Or you look at your charts beforehand.
Right. I mean, it's something that, I mean, really, all the towers could have no lights on them, it would be okay. Because you know, and the charts tell, It's a really, really awful, weird thing.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Again, claiming Vice President Harris never really worked at a McDonald's, like she says, former President Trump serves fries to pre-selected drive-through customers at one in Pennsylvania, then campaigning in Lancaster.
I want to wish her a happy 60th birthday, right? No? No, happy birthday. And many more, and I mean it.
Harris spent part of her birthday at a church in Atlanta.
What kind of country do we want to live in? A country of chaos, fear, and hate, or a country of freedom, compassion, and justice?
She campaigns today with former Senate Republican Liz Cheney. The Dodgers win the National League pennant.
L.A. beat the Mets 10-5 in Game 6 of the National League Championship Series to punch their ticket to the World Series. The Dodgers and Yankees will meet in the World Series for the 12th time, but the first time since 1981.
Fox's Tim McMaster. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31 at News Radio 92.3. It is 56 degrees right now in Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. A 60-year-old Gulf Breeze woman has died after a car crash on Highway 98. It happened at Reserve Boulevard on Sunday afternoon. FHP says the woman pulled out in front of a pickup truck as she was crossing the highway. She was airlifted to the hospital where she later died. A Crestview woman and two kids that were in the pickup truck were taken to the hospital. They reportedly had minor injuries after that crash. A man was shot during a fight in Escambia County on Sunday. The sheriff's office says the victim was taken to the hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. There was a suspect reportedly still at the scene. That person was taken into custody by Escambia County deputies. Funding for two stormwater projects is expected to be awarded today by the Pensacola City Council. The state and federal funding will pay for drainage projects in downtown along 9th Avenue from Romana to Bayfront Parkway. The project will install a new collection system and redirect stormwater into Pensacola Bay.
Adding infrastructure projects that can drain the water appropriately and get it out of the flood-prone areas as quickly as possible really helps overall.
And that is real estate developer Michael Caro. That funding will pay to repair damages from Hurricane Sally at the Port of Pensacola as well. That will include repairing some eroded rail beds and roads. Port officials say that'll be their biggest port renovation project in two decades. A jet ski crash near Pensacola Beach sent a person to the hospital over the weekend. That happened on Saturday evening at around 6:30. Jet ski reportedly struck the Bob Sykes Bridge, and then the rider had to be airlifted to a hospital under a trauma alert. We don't have any update today on their condition. Early voting begins today in several Florida counties, including some of those most affected by Hurricanes Helene and Milton.
We're going to pull it off. The show must go on.
Pasco County Supervisor of Elections Brian Corley says he has all of his 13 early voting sites while sharing one with a comfort center for survivors. He and his Hillsborough counterpart Craig Latimer are ready to mail out ballots to voters forced to relocate.
You'll still have to furnish us some personal identifying information. But we can certainly make that happen.
Pinellas, Hillsborough, Pasco, and Manatee counties could end up moving as many as 36 Election Day polling places because of the hurricanes. Gordon Bird, Tampa.
Thank you very much, Gordon. And next year's Hangout Fest in Gulf Shores is going to look and definitely sound a whole lot different. The 2025 Rock and Hip Hop Festival is apparently not going to be that. It's going country. Next year, Morgan Wallen and the Sand in My Boots Festival is taking its place. Hangout Fest still has the license to hold the event, but the organizers say they are working with Morgan Wallen to present his festival in the Hangout Festival's place. It is the final year for the current Hangout Fest producer's 10-year contract for that event. And some of that lineup and more information on it is expected to come out this week. It is 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. John's got our traffic on the fives.
No accidents to let you know about right now. I-10, I-110 looking good, but I am seeing some major delays if you're on 98 eastbound. Right, it starts basically at the Navarre Beach Bridge and goes eastbound. It's about a 25-30 minute delay due to construction. Other than that, traffic looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
And we do have some nice weather ahead here continuing. We've got highs in the low 80s and lows in the 50s. That's going to last throughout the week, and there's still no rain expected in the forecast. Right now we've got 55 degrees in Pensacola. We've got 59 reported in Gulf Breeze and 51 in Milton. Our next news at 7 o'clock. We've got breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. One of the leading makers of a popular weight loss medicine is suing three more medical spas and online vendors for selling knockoff treatments. All three claim their products contain tirzepatide, which is the active ingredient in Eli Lilly's popular weight loss drug Zepbound. Lilly says the defendants are making false claims about the safety of their products and misleading consumers about the clinical data used to back them. Two of the nation's largest healthcare companies are reviving efforts to merge. That's Cigna and smaller rival Humana, which combined for more than 35 million customers. Talks are described as informal and in their early stages. On Wall Street, futures are slightly lower as the market starts another week at record highs. The Dow and S&P 500 are both on their best winning streaks of the year, 6 weeks in a row. This week, investors will sift through a slew of quarterly reports as earnings season ramps up. That's Your Money Now.
Warning. Amendment 4 overturns Florida's parental consent law, so a minor could undergo an abortion without a parent's permission. Doctors can't even prescribe Tylenol without a parent's consent. But with Amendment 4, abortion would become the only medical procedure that can be performed on a minor without a parent's permission. Amendment 4 goes far beyond Roe v. Wade, eliminating reasonable safeguards and forcing taxpayers to fund abortions, even late-term abortions, when science says the baby can feel pain. The Amendment 4 campaign is funded by George Soros and his radical allies, the same people trying to strip away parents' rights and push gender ideology in schools are trying to overturn parental consent on abortion. Amendment 4 isn't about freedom. It's about taking power from parents and giving it to radical leftists. Be warned. Amendment 4 is way too extreme and not what it seems. Sponsored by Truth About Amendment 4.
New South Window lives southern weather, and our products are designed to keep the intense heat out and the cool air in. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. That's why our energy-efficient windows and doors are made, installed, and guaranteed for life.
For a limited time only, save 35% off on New South Windows and Doors. Visit newsouthwindow.com/radio to learn more.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Ready to unplug from the ordinary? To let loose? To open your mind? To sample a little bit of everything? To enjoy some culture? Find all this and so much more at the 11th Annual Foo Foo Fest, October 31st to November 11th. Start planning today at foofoofest.com.
Mark your calendars for a program you don't want to miss, as Dr. Martha DeSaunders, president of the University of West Florida, will appear on the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 9:30 to discuss what's happening at the university and also the state of the university. Dr. Saunders will provide key points on current and future programs at the University of West Florida. That's Wednesday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
I know what it means to fight for family. I've lost my husband to ALS and my son to a fatal brain tumor. Those experiences shaped me, but they didn't break me. I'm Gay Valamont, and I'm running for Congress to fight for you and your family. I'll work to lower costs, improve our schools, and make our communities safer for everyone. Our families deserve better. I've faced adversity and come out strong. Vote for me, Gay Valamont, on November the 5th, and let's build a brighter future together.
Paid for by Gay Valamont for Congress.
That time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm
and help your neighbors.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Kind of a wild story. I don't know if you've heard this story or not, but that Governor DeSantis, through Governor DeSantis' agencies anyway, has been leaning on TV stations to stop airing a pro-Amendment 4 ad. That's the pro-abortion ad. The ad that, you know, of course, we have this amendment vote coming up on November 5th, and basically telling them, you know, they need to cease and desist playing this or face consequences. And at least one station, WINK in Fort Myers, had stopped playing the ad about a month ahead. Of course, now we're about, you know, like two weeks and a day out of, ahead of the election. And it's interesting because the ads are meant to show that a woman who's got terminal brain cancer tried to get an abortion or would, you know, would not be able to get an abortion when she was 20 weeks pregnant with her second child. That she was before, she would have been able to and was able to get chemotherapy that extended the life for her family. But Florida, they say in the ad, Florida has now banned abortion even in cases like mine. Amendment 4 is going to protect women like me. We have to vote yes. Very interesting. Here's why. Because the judge had originally put, the first judge had put a temporary restraining order that expires on 29th against the governor from interfering with the TV station airing these ads. And now you have actually a ruling from one of the judges, the appellate judge, who says that, no, you have the ability to play ads. In fact, the quote from Judge Mark Walker is, "To keep it simple for the state of Florida, it's the First Amendment, stupid." You can't prevent a TV station from airing ads. Now, that's sort of, if that's all you really knew, you might think, well, God, how stupid is Governor DeSantis? How stupid is Joe Latipo? How terrible of the state government to try to stop an ad in a political season? Because you can, I mean, that's the core of the First Amendment, right? And it is. That's political speech. The First Amendment is not really there to protect you and your profanity, although it does. And it's not really there for you to protect you and talking about what car brands you like, although it does. It's there to protect political speech. Not even religious speech, although obviously it does. That's like the core of the First Amendment is political speech. Because if you cannot talk openly and honestly and frankly about politics, then the basis of our system of government goes away, because the whole idea of the First Amendment is that if we're going to let the people decide, then the people have to be able to be informed and to disagree and to express their opinion without the government putting their thumb on the scale, right? Hence why people are so frustrated about the Biden administration interfering with elections and COVID through talking to social media companies, right? But back to the case at hand. Is there anything to be said on the governor's behalf? Well, one thing you might say is that the ad is false, that the ad lies. You say, well, what? Yeah, okay. Let me read you from current statutes on abortion, just because this doesn't get done very often. Termination after gestational age of 6 weeks when allowed. A physician may not knowingly perform or induce a termination of pregnancy. This is current law, okay? Termination of pregnancy if the physician determines the gestational age of the fetus is more than 6 weeks unless one of the following conditions is met. Condition A, two physicians certify in writing that in reasonable medical judgment, the termination of the pregnancy is necessary to save the pregnant woman's life or avert a serious risk of substantial and irreversible physical impairment of a major bodily function of the pregnant woman other than a psychological condition. At any point. There's no time limit on that one. B, the physician certifies in writing that in reasonable medical judgment, there is a medical necessity for legitimate emergency medical procedures for termination of the pregnancy to save the pregnant woman's life or avert a serious risk of imminent, substantial, and irreversible physical impairment of a major bodily function of the pregnant woman other than a psychological condition, and another physician is not available for consultation. C, and these are ors, right? This is any of these get met. C, the pregnancy has not progressed to the third trimester, and two physicians certify in writing that in reasonable medical judgment, the fetus is a fetal abnormality. So, fatal fetal abnormality anytime prior to 24th week. D, the pregnancy is the result of rape, incest, or human trafficking, and the gestational age of the fetus is not more than 15 weeks as determined by the physician. And then there's some other stuff that doesn't really matter. Okay, so under what conditions can you get an abortion in Florida? Up to 6 weeks, no questions asked. At any point, if the life or the serious major bodily function of the woman is in jeopardy, or up to 15 weeks if you show that it's rape, incest, or human trafficking. So the ad's a lie. So the argument by the governor is they're putting out false legal, false medical information that can affect how people make decisions about their pregnancy, and that's why we want it stopped. Same government, by the way, that has used its government levers of power to influence votes on medical marijuana. And I think also, I don't think I'm wrong about it, also on this Amendment 4, but definitely on medical marijuana. So here's what I would say. I think that an ad prior to the election, I think you probably have to be hands-off. I think that even a lie is probably protected like this because that's how elections work. And pretty much unless you're defaming somebody, even a lie about medical procedures and the law is probably protected free speech because that's the way we want it. We don't want anybody telling a TV station or a PAC the ads they can and can't run. There's something to be said on behalf of the governor on this one with the fact that it's misleading and a lie, probably not enough to get it stopped. So the judge is probably right. But always be aware that there's probably another side to the argument. And if you think, you know, DeSantis is a fool, you know, you probably just haven't heard enough about the story, right? And the dramatic and widespread misunderstanding of current law related to abortion in Florida has certainly been a premise of the pro-4 people. They don't want you to know that a woman's life justifies an abortion, or that even rape or incest in current Florida law justifies abortion up to 15 weeks. They don't want you to know that. They want to pretend that that is not the case. 648 News Radio 92.3, John's got traffic for us. John?
Brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Call them today for all your commercial and premium landscaping needs. No accidents to let you know about, but still seeing some major delays on 98 eastbound as you go through the Windhaven Beach area. Traffic is backed up all the way to the Navarre Beach Bridge. So pack about 35 minutes delay there through that construction zone. Other than that, things look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So we have a relatively new advertiser on the show, Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, and they are the sponsor of this UWF play of the week from UWF. And I will tell you that today it's kind of an odd one. Okay, you'll see why in a second.
Already seen a bunch of players rotate through here early in the football game. Pressure coming again. Dumped. Will Breland with the interception. Will Breland is going to score. Does he keep his feet? Does he get in? Yes, he does. Touchdown, Argos. Will Breland, who we've seen with the pick six before, including in the playoffs.
I say it's the play of the week, unfortunately.
They may get him here. It's holding on the defense. The hit was clean on the quarterback as he let it go. They're going to say one of the receivers out in the formation was held. And that is a get-out-of-jail-free card for Chuan.
So the play of the week was the pick six. It got pulled back on holding, so it wasn't really the play of the week. Here's your actual play of the week. This was late in the game, already up 28-6.
From the 24, first down. Little play action. Got all day to throw it. Finds his man. Touchdown, Argos! In the end zone, Zach Offord. It must have been the time he spent with Lonzie Scott before the game talking to him down on the field. But Zach Offord gets his first touchdown of the season. Go Buck!
Yeah, four touchdowns versus two field goals in the first half for UWF. And then they picked up another touchdown in the fourth quarter. And they blew out Chuan, who plays on a high school football field. It literally isn't even level. And what was funny to me is that you had Will Kennedy broadcasting from a sound enclosed booth with windows he could not open and no crowd mic. And so it sounded like he was in the hotel watching it on TV. But, you know, it happens. I mean, just, you know, you can't make the facilities be what you want them to be. But he did a good job calling it. Nevertheless, that's got to be a disconcerting thing to call it on your own without anything around you. So UWF wins. They advance to 4-2 on the season, 3-1 in conference. And this play of the week was brought to you by Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar, where you can eat wings and have pizza and salads and smoothies and a full-service bar, delicious burgers right off of the campus of UWF on North University, just north of 9 Mile. And of course, the reason they say golf suites is because they have these really high quality golf simulators that you can take your own clubs, you can borrow theirs, they are fantastic simulators. We got a chance to try them out. You know, you can play baseball, you can play disc golf, you can play rugby, you can see how fast you can throw. Not that fast for me, I'd like to have to confess. Oh, John thought I threw fast. You thought I threw fast?
No, but you're making the confession, which is kind of shocking.
I mean, look, I'd like to tell you I had a good arm back in the day, and it's not there anymore. Anyway, it was never 90 or anything like that, but I can't even break 60 anymore. So, in any case, you can play zombie, dodgeball, whatever. Bogey's Golf Suites and Sports Bar is a fantastic opportunity to play, practice, and party right there off the UWF campus on North University off of 9 Mile.
Carissa Burgosh is running for school board to make sure our children are not harassed or bullied. A lifelong educator, Carissa knows the number one issue affecting education is a lack of discipline. When the Florida governor appointed Carissa to the school board during an emergency vacancy years ago, she ensured that bullying and fighting were not tolerated and our schools were much better then. Choose proven leadership. She's from here and will remain here.
Hi, I'm Carissa Burgosh, asking for your vote on November 5th for school board District 4, and I approve this message.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, Call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With four convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Hello, my name is Ed Carson. Santa Rosa County is one of the fastest growing counties in the nation, and it's not slowing down. Our parks, roads, bridges, and other community amenities have to keep up. I'm urging you to vote yes for the penny sales tax to replace the current half cent tax. This will fund essential community improvements, enhance our quality of life, better protect our families, and improve public works. Please go to SantaRosaYes.com for more information.
Political advertisement paid for by Building Santa Rosa Tomorrow Today.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Silence, you ninny.
Oh, man, my Alabama fans. You watch this game, and yeah, that was in the fourth quarter with 5 minutes left to go, and Tennessee finally got a touchdown to pull ahead. And then just a couple of minutes later when they had gotten another field goal in between, it was 24-17 at the moment, and Alabama looked like they were on their way. Fourth and 22.
Jalen Milroe fires, and it is intercepted.
Tennessee wins. Wow. Brutal. Rough game. Oh, well, you know, they can't all be national champions. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about right now, but if you're traveling on 98 eastbound, we've got it backed up past the Navarre Beach Bridge, so just be aware of that. Now it's about a 40-45 minute delay through that construction zone, so just be aware. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. Somebody says, you know, they play Kamala Harris ads and those have lies. I don't know what the big issue is. I mean, if they didn't let ads with lies play, how many ads would actually air? You know, it's a four, right? 437-1620. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, I am. Right here with the headlines, Andrew. The dock in Georgia that collapsed on Saturday had reportedly been inspected within the last year. A gangway collapsed at Sepolo Islands Marsh Landing during a festival that celebrates a small community of descendants of slaves. Seven people were killed, several others among the 20 who fell in the water are currently in critical condition today. A weeks-long strike by 30,000 workers against Boeing could be coming to an end. A tentative agreement between the two sides would include a 35% wage increase over the next 4 years, as well as increases in other benefits. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers will be voting on ratifying that deal on Wednesday. And the last remaining original WNBA franchise that didn't have a title now has one. The New York Liberty had a victory over the Minnesota Lynx in Game 5 of the WNBA Finals on Sunday. Finals MVP Jonquel Jones led the team with 17 points.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 437-1620. If you've got an import that needs servicing, like a Lexus, a Porsche, a Mercedes, a Jag, a Genesis, an Audi, a BMW, you know, hey, you can take it to the dealership or you can save a little bit of money. You can probably save some time, distance, gasoline, and take it to Bobby Lakis Auto Service right here on Davis Highway. They work on these vehicles all the time. And also now on US 29 across from the Walmart. So good quality vehicles. You spend extra for them. You do not have to spend extra to maintain them. If you've got a domestic, they work on those too. No problem. Chevy, Ford, GM, whatever. If you've got a diesel, they work on those. If you've got a gasoline engine, they work on those. And the idea is to take care of the little things through routine, scheduled preventative maintenance. So you don't have to deal with the big things, right? That's the idea, is avoid them. That's why they call it preventative maintenance. Like I said, they are located on two locations now, Davis Highway and US 29 across from the Walmart, and Bobby Lakis Services fleet. So if you have a fleet that you oversee, whether it's two cars, five cars, 20 cars, GSA fleet, merchant fleet, Cox Automotive, Fleetio, Donlin Enterprise Fleet Management, and more, find out more about Bobby Lakis at carclinicservice.com. We did get a bit of sad confirmation news over the weekend that the EA-18, the Growler that went down in Washington, turns out to have both aviators perished from EAQ-130. That's VAQ-130, but it's Electronic Attack Squadron 130. Those backseaters would have trained. The backseater would have trained here. The pilot would have trained here, possibly at Whiting.
Man, listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.